Yeah, again, so Chizda just often is saying that Nevela betela b'shchuta, that a piece of Nevela, if it falls into two other pieces that will have a shchuta, it becomes bottom. And that was the reason she'efshele shchuta she'tiyos Nevela, because the shchuta cannot change over anymore to become also. But the opposite way around, no. But a shchuta, a piece of meat that's geshochten, ain't a betela b'nevela, if it falls in to two pieces of meat that are Nevelas, it does not become like a Nevela. The shchuta does not become tummy-like. Why? She'efshel a nevela she'tiyos a shchuta. Because the animal that's a nevela, that piece of meat could become like a shchuta, meaning it could become mutter. What does that mean to say? Telechim misrecho porcho tumasoi. Because once the nevela becomes socha, becomes not edible anymore, becomes so rotten already, then the yisra tumah goes off, and what then the yisra achila goes off it. And since this piece of meat is shaykh for the yisrim to go off it, therefore it's considered like min b'minoi with the shchuta, and therefore Vayisar Chizda holds that shchut is not bottle with the nevela, and it remains like min b'minoi, therefore it's not bottle. And therefore, according to Rabbi Chizda, when this piece of meat has geshchuta, it does not have any tumor on it, and it falls into two pieces of meat in nevela, so true, it does not become mutter b'achila, like even though it's not bottle, but still you don't know which one is mutter, but our core point of the din is that you're not vadei tum either. If you touch one of them now, it's only a suffix if you tummy, because maybe you're touching the bossa that's a shchuta, and that has no tumma to it. So even though two of them are tummy, but one is not, it says no din bitl if the shchuta falls into an avela, it does not become bottle. Now, that's from Chizda Svara. Rabbi Chaninu Amano, kol she'ef sheloi liyas kemo, en a bottle. V'chol she'ef sheloi liyas kemo, bottle. So Rashi explains, Rabbi Chanina argues and says, you go boss of the bottle itself, you go boss of the meat. I mean to say, the meat, the one that's falling in right now, that called Shef Shura Lios Kemo, let's say the nevela falls into the shchuta, that the nevela now, the meat could become like the raiv. In other words, the nevela could become mutter when it's nisrach. Sen alocher is, that's considered like min b'minoim, and therefore ain't a bottle, does not become bottle. But the whole she'ef should alias kemo, if a shchuta, piece of meat of a shchuta, that's the meat, that falls now into the roiv of nevelis, that the shchuta cannot become like the nevelis, then bottle. And we'll soon see that Rabbi Chanina goes boss of the bottle, boss of the meat that falls in, and Rabbi Chizda goes boss of the ruba, boss of the mavatel. So Mar says, let's see both of them now. Rabbi Chizda and Rabbi Chanina, Ali b'deman, according to which shita do they go in? I ali b'di rabbonon amri, they say, oilu nudle mevatle yadodi. Avamin b'mine botle. According to the rabbonon shita, it's only a special akalocha in oilin. What goes on top of the mizbeach, they're not botle. But otherwise, even min b'mine is botle. See if Rashi says, look, arbein nevela b'shchuta, b'shchuta nevela should be b'telen. Both ways, it should be botle, shouldn't be in enough kimino. And I ali b'di rabbi Yehuda, if we go now according to rabbi Yehuda, rabbi Chizda and rabbi Chanina, v'hor rabbi Yehuda bossa chazusa, also associated with Yehuda himself, goes bossa chazusa, the way it looks. Meaning to say, as long as they look alike, it's called min b'minoi, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minoi is not bottle. Like I said before, dam and dam is not bottle. If so, here also, vidi vidi, min b'minihu. Doesn't make enough communion whether the shruta goes into the nevela, or the nevela falls into a shruta. Both are called pieces of meat, they both look alike. So, according to Yehuda, both ways should be considered min b'minoi, and both ways should not be bottle. So, what's this machlokes from Chizda and Rabbi Chiya? Who are they arguing in? Rabbi Chanina. What's the machlokes from Chizda and Rabbi Chanina? Who do they go according to? So, Mura says, El aliba the Rabbi Chiya. Who do they go according to Rabbi Chiya? The Tony Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya learns like this. Nevelo shkuta betela zubizu. And Echnami, nevelo san shkuta, they do become bottle zubizu. That's the Chiddush. So Rashi says, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chizda, the first time with Rabbi Chiya, they both come to explain what's Chan Rabbi Chiya. Overall, please, is the Machlokes, Rashi says. Rabbi Chizda, so, but Nevela b'shchuta am Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya only meant to say, if a Nevela falls into a shchuta, then it becomes bottle. But not the opposite way. If a shchuta falls into a Nevela, it does not become bottle. Rabbi Chanina says the opposite way. So, Chizda, they both come to explain Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, a Nevela and a shchuta do become betela zubizu. So obviously, Rabbi Chiya is mashma a mix of tikkashita. But the Gemara says now, Rabbi Chiya himself ali b'deman. Who does he go like? I ali b'de rabbanan amri oilu nudle mevatli adodi. min be mine bottle. So what's the chiddush then that nevel sa shchita? Shchita, according to call min be even if they min be minei, still the rabbanon shchita is that min be mine is bottle. So whatever it is, shchuta nevela, whether it's called min be minei or whether it's considered min b'sheinu, min should always be bottle. Elamai via libe to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda shchita, Yehuda says call min be min Rabbi Yehuda le bottle. According to Rabbi Yehuda, any type of min be mine is not bottle. So who are they going like? Who is Rabbi Chiya going like? Suppose like this, the Yehuda Mali Yatayu Alibu to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Chiya now is going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and he holds what? Min b'min is not bottle. Rabbi Chiya holds himself like this, Rabbi Chiya ka'ama Rabbi Yehuda, min b'min le bottle. Rabbi Chiya holds that when does Rabbi Yehuda say that even that min b'min is not bottle? Hani milu, when is that said? Heche di'ev shalelem hevi kavosei, when both the bottle and the mavatol, the miyit and the roev could be like one. That's considered a genuine min b'minoi. There he says it's not bottle. But when one cannot be like the other one, then it is bottle. That's Rabbi Chiya's hezbar in Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore now it's a machlokes Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Chanina over all kamiflagi. This is the machlokes that Rabbi Chiya, the Rabbi Chiya holds bossa mavatol as dinah. We go bossa the right, we go bossa the mavatol. If the mavatol could be like the miyit, that's considered min b'min is not bottle. But if the mevatel cannot be like the miyit, then it's considered min b'shemin, and then it is bottle. Therefore, if a nevela falls into a shchuta, since the shchuta, the rave, cannot become like the miyit, it cannot have isurim anymore, therefore it's considered min b'shemin, and therefore it's bottle. That's Rabbi Chizda Svara. However, Rabbi Chanina Savar, bosa bottle as din, and you go bosa the miyit, the shchuta that's falling in to the nevela. So since the shchuta cannot become a nevela anymore, therefore that makes it min b'shein minoi. Even though the mavato, the roev, could be like the miyit. That's the machlokes that Rav Chida says, you go bosa the mavato, bosa the roev. And Rav Chanina says, no, you go bosa the miyit, you go bosa the bottle. The other Gemara says, Tanan, what do we have in our Mishnah? Shtei minachoi shle nik mitzu. You have two minachos that did not have the kmitz taken out yet. For the sound of zub zub, they got mixed up together. The locker is im yochol likmeitz mizub if nayatzma, or mizub if nayatzma ksheirois. If you can make a kmitzah from each one separately, then lemeitz it's kosher. But v'im lav, if you cannot make a separate kmitzah, it got mixed up together so much you can't have a kmitzah from each one separately, then psulis. The question is, v'hocher over here, kivon the komets lay michodo. As soon as you took off kmitza from one, idach hevi le shirayim, the other ones remains shirayim. For loikom avat le shirayim letivlo. Sakam now the shirayim is not being mevatel the other mincha, the tivlo of the other mincha. In other words, as soon as you take off kmitza off one, so the rest of that mincha becomes like shirayim. So now the other mincha that you did not take off the kmitza at all yet, that's called like tevlo. That's a tivlo. So that mincha now, whatever part of it that got mixed up into shirayim, the churit should be bottle. That should be called min b'shein minoi, but they will soon see the gedorim, and therefore that mincha should be like Rashi says, like it's a chosar. The mincha is chosar before you made the kmitza, so it should be bottle. So churimani, who does that mishnah go like? E rabbon, because according to rabbonon, the rabbonon say ha'amri oylin hudlim avat liadodi. It's only what's all the hamizbech is not mavatol zeh. But min b'min is bottle. They hold min b'min is bottle. Says all the churot should be a kashir, even though it's min b'minoi. But the ma'isa, the shirayim should be mavatol the other mincha. So that mincha should be posel. Sakam it says after you made the kmitza from one mincha, even though the middle part of it are mixed up together, if you have the other side that's not mixed up, you can make a second kmitza. The churot, why? Why isn't the bottle? Elab shita Rabbi Yud, Chura Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yud shita. It holds min b'min is not bottle. So that's why the shirayim of this mincha is not being mevatel the other mincha. So the question is, let's see. Bishlei melaman diyama bosa bottle as din of yod, like Rabbi Chanina. You go bosa the miyit. You go bosa the bottle. If so, bottle have like a mevatel. Over here, the bottle, the tivla, could become like the mevatel. Could become like the shirayim. The tevel could become shirayim. Lechi komets midrach hevelu shirayim. Because later when you take off the kmitz off the other mincha, that mincha also becomes shirayim. So it sounds very good. Kihani like these. So that's why it's sitting min b'minoi. And therefore it's not bottle. It goes according to view the sheet that is not bought. So according to the Chanin, it's very good, where you can still make a kmitza from the other mincha. The other mincha is not bought of the tivlo, so therefore it's not considered like a mincha shechosar, therefore it's kosher. El olaman the yom that holds bosa mevatel asdin, and you go bosa the mevatel like Reb Chisda. You go bosa the rive, and the rive over here is shirayim. If so, shirayim miko have a tivlo. Could the shirayim become tevel anymore? Once the shirayim is shirayim, it can't become usher anymore. Says so lechura lema to like Reb Chiya. In other words, the Reb Chisda learns pshat Reb Chiya. So our mission is not like Reb Chiya's pshat in Reb Yehuda. Elamai, our mission knows according to Reb Yehuda that nimbe mino is never bottle. It doesn't make enough mino. What's being mevatel the other one? What do we go? We don't go bossa mevatel. So it's always to the nimbe mino that's not bottle according to Reb Chisda, according to Reb Yehuda. Says so the mission is not the way Reb Chiya learns pshat in Reb Yehuda. So according to Reb Chisda, lechura will be a kasha that Reb Chiya is not learning right pshat in Reb Yehuda. Samara says no. I tell you, Hossam over here is a different pshat. Kid Reb Zera goes like Reb Zera. The Yom Reb Zera says Nemro Haktara b'Kaimitz. It says the lashon of Haktara by Kaimitz. You have to burn the you have to burn the kmitza. Is a mitzvah Haktara. You have to burn it. For Nemro Haktara b'Shirayim. It also says Haktara by the Shirayim. The Rashi says it says Ki Chol Sor V'Chol Davash Le'Sakim Remen Lishal Hashem. For a minu Widash and Kol Sheshemano Sheshamnu Lishem Behind the Shirayim Arayim Mechabat Tefiru. That once you already took off a part that's supposed to be burnt, the shirayim, the rest of it, has a lav not to be burnt. So the kitzur, there's a lav not to burn from the shirayim. So it says haktara, positive mitzvah to burn the kaimitz. It says like a lav not to burn the shirayim. So ma haktara mor b'kaimitz, ein ha-kaimitz, bevat las chaveroi, just like one kaimitzah is not bevat the other kaimitzah. That's oilin or it's min b'minu, it's not bevat to zezem. If it is a special gezeras akosiv, af haktara mur b'shirayim, ein shirayim mevatel nesakleimitz. There's a special locker over here, even though really the Reb Chiya learned shan Reb Yehuda, that the shirayim should be mevatel, the other mincha, because the shirayim is tzir in ein aminoi. Still there's a special gezeras akosiv over here, that the shirayim does not have a koyach to be mevatel the other mincha. That the shirayim is not mevatel nesakleimitz. Therefore, it's a special gezeras akosiv. Even Reb Chiya would agree. That's why Mishnah says when the two menachas get mixed up in the middle, as long as on the sides you're able to take a separate kmitza from one and a separate one from the other one, in the middle of the menachas, the not mevatel zeh. The special gezeras akosiv over here. So Moshe says, okay, toshma coming here. It says hakoymitz shenisara b'mincha shlo nikmitza. You have a kmitza from one mincha that got mixed up in another mincha. Shlo nikmitza, he didn't take the kmitza off over there. The din is lo yakter. You're not allowed to burn it right now because this kmitza is mixed up with another mincha that doesn't have a kmitza yet. You're not allowed to burn the mincha by itself. But if he did burn it, zush nikmitza slabaylim, the zush lo nikmitza liyos labaylim. Pshita, the mincha that has its kmitza taken, you mekayim the chayv. The other one no. But the question is, loyka mevato leitivlo lekaimitz. How come when the kmitza fell into the other mincha, why wasn't the tevel, the other mincha is a tevel? Means before he took off the kmitza, it's like tevel, how come that mincha is not mevato the kmitz? So again, Mani, who's the mishnah go like? Ira boron amri, oyunud le mevato yadodi. But a min b'minayit mevat botol. But min b'minayit does become botol, so it should be botol na mishnah. So why does the mishnah say when you burn the whole thing, it's kosher the mincha? Elab shet Reb Yehuda, mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. So again, bishlem leman di yom abosam mevatel as din nevel like Reb Chisda. Did you go bosa the roi, bosa the mevatel? So mevatel heavy kabotel over here, the tevel could become like the kmitza. Therefore, it's considered min b'mina. That's why it's not bottle. To chol purta chazil lemikmatz minei. Any part of the mincha, the whole mincha, you could take a kmitza from it. Tevel min b'minai, or min b'minai le bottle. According to Reb Yehuda, is very good. Min b'mina is not bottle. So according to Reb Chisda, Mishnah comes out very good. But elo laman di yama, bosa bottle as din, you go bosa the meat, you go bosa the bottle, if so, kaimitz that fell into the other mincha, miko hevi tivla, this kmitza, once you made a kmitza, cannot change over anymore to become a tevel. If so, leimad lo Reb Chiya again, the way Reb Chanina learned pshat in Reb Chiya, so then Reb Chiya is wrong, that's not pshat in Reb Yehuda. But our Mishnah says no, that according to Yehuda, min b'min is not bottle, even in such a case. So Mora says, Nachmal again, now one amik Reb Zera. Here from our Mishnah, can't ask any questions. on Reb Chiya, from even according to Reb Chanina. But there's a special gzeras kosov over here that mincha and shirayim are not mevatlin zeh. The Gemara says again, Toshma Kamina, again it says in the Mishnah, Nisarov Kemitza Vishrayim. If the Kemitza of this Mincha falls back into Son Shirayim, or else Shalchaver, if it falls into the Shirayim, the next Mincha is Layak, you should not burn Lechatchila. But again, Vin Hikta, if you did burn, also Labailim, it helps for the Bailim. So the question is, Ibahokhra, over here, Layhevi, Mavato Kabotl. Over there, the Mavato cannot become like the bottle. The Raiv, in other words, the mevatel, the rev, cannot be like the bottle. The shirayim cannot be like the kemitza. For loyka mevatel le shirayim le kemitza. So we say the mevatel, the shirayim, is not be mevatel le kemitz. So again, man who's golik, you're born the same questions again. So again, the Gemara says, I'm Rab Zera, the same terror to nemrak Torah, but kemitz nemrak Torah b'shirayim, b'shirayim ma'ak Torah mur b'kemitz is ain kemitz mevatel le chaveroi is av hak Torah. So again, our factor more bishrayim is ain't shrayim of atlam is the claimants. That's why again, you can't ask any questions from Nilkus Bittel by a mincha. A mincha is always different. Toshma says like this, Tivlo v'kitzach v'shum shemin v'chol mini tavlin k'sheva. You have, let's say, this matzah, you make a matzah for Pesach, you have the dough and flour, of water and flour, and inside you put some different type of spices. Whether you use the spice of ktsach or shumshum and sesame, or any type of tavlin. As though it's ksheir, why matzah? It's still called a matzah. Well, shenikras, matzah mutavelis, it's called like matzah, it has spice inside it. But still it's called a matzah, it's still kosher for mitzvah's matzah. Now, kasalka daitich, the yofish lo tavlin tvemi matzah, that you put a mamish more spices here than you have matzah, and still we say it's not bottle. So bishlem le mandi yama bosa, bottle azim, we go bosa the miyit. Bottle have a kimavatl. I tell you, the bottle, the niyat, could become like the mavatl. Lechimafish, have a look at tavlin, that when the dough becomes spoiled, it becomes like the tavlin itself. Rashi says, like yotzes miteres matzah, the tavlin could lose its shame matzah. Eleman diyam abosa mavatl azlinon, you go bosa the roiv, so tavlin. Miko heavy matzah, could tavlin, could the rive ever become to be a matzah? Tavlin spice can't become a matzah. Same before, if you go boss of the bottle, you go boss of the miyut. So the matzah could change over and become into tavlin. It could lose its shame matzah. If you go boss of the mavatel, the mavatel is the rive, is the spices, can the spices ever become to be matzah? Someone says, no, my askin and loyafish lo tavlin. No, you don't have that much spice more than the matzah. Avada deruba matzah, most of it is matzah. For loy bottle, and therefore doesn't become bottle. And they can never bring you proof. If Tanya says matzah, that mustn't is the chips of matzah. The most of it is flour and dough. Elishinikrat, matzah mutavelis. The only thing is it's called matzah mutavelis. Therefore, it's not a shalom being bottle over here. Shemamina, that's the proof. Other one says, Kisolak Rav Kano, Kano went up. Ashkechinu Luvnei Rabbi Chiya. The Yasvei Kam, he's saying over like this. He's Sorin Shechoku. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.